CBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CB Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A leak or a hack? Pentagon and FBI investigators are trying to determine how classified U.S. intelligence documents got posted on the Internet. They detail equipment and munitions Israel might use if it were to launch a retaliatory strike on Iran.
These documents got out, and one of the things that's really important is that the United States is trying to ascertain right now whether this is the result of a leak from inside or whether it's someone who had access from the outside. That would indicate a hack.
ABC's Louis Martinez. Vice President Harris campaigned with Republican Liz Cheney in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Washington Post polling continues to show a tight race in the battleground states with the numbers within the margins of error. When was the last time you got rain where you are? Federal planetary scientists say three-fourths of the U.S. is abnormally dry, with nearly half officially in drought. This is ABC News. More lawsuits asserting sexual improprieties for jailed entertainment mogul Sean Combs.
There are seven of them in total, mainly filed here in New York, are alleging sexual assaults and druggings from 2000 to 2022. So a full two decades plus of alleged misconduct by Sean Combs. And the plaintiffs vary in age, they vary in gender, but they all tell a same similar kind of story, and plaintiff's attorneys say it's become shockingly familiar.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. For their contributions to American culture, President Biden bestowed 39 individuals with National Medals of Arts and National Humanities Awards.
They're the truth tellers, the bridge builders, the change seekers, and above all, you're the masters of your craft who have made us a better American.
Recipients include filmmaker Ken Burns and historian John Meacham. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about tariffs. We keep hearing this economic term bandied around, and politicians who are talking up tariffs want us to think that it's a good idea to put fees on foreign goods. It's going to, like, protect American businesses and consumers. Turns out, that's not always the case. We can't tax companies that are overseas, so we end up taxing the mostly American-owned and run companies that are just bringing goods in from around the world. So if tariffs go up by 20%, history and studies show that those companies are going to pass those extra costs right on to me and you. I don't know about you. While prices are coming down, I can't afford to pay 20% more for what I'm buying. So next time you hear some politician talking about tariffs, just remember, the ones being proposed are a tax on Americans being paid by Americans. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris is taking her message to Republicans and independent voters in Wisconsin. The vice president held an event in Brookfield Monday night. She appeared with Republican former Congresswoman Liz Cheney and conservative commentator Charlie Sykes. Both have endorsed the Democrat. They say Donald Trump is too dangerous. A public school administrator in Northwest Wisconsin is in big trouble with the law. Here's James Kelly.
Former Glenwood City School District Superintendent Tim Johnson is facing 17 felony charges, including theft, money laundering, forgery, and misconduct of office. He's accused of taking over $90,000 through his position as superintendent and not completing university classes for which he was given over $200,000. Johnson stepped down from his Chippewa Falls HR position earlier this year. I'm James Kelly.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Texans 24-22 thanks to a walk-off field goal. Green Bay running back Josh Jacobs had a big day, rushing for 76 yards. He also got his first ever touchdown catch despite 212 career receptions.
You know, it was long overdue. You know, we talked about it all week at practice. It was like, man, this is the week that we're going to get you. We had like three or four plays in the red zone for me. So, man, you know, I appreciate my coaches and, you know, the teammates wanted me to get that, calling it for that situation, man. And it was fun, man. First Lambeau Elite, well, official Lambeau Elite. You know, it was a good one.
The Badgers beat Northwestern in Evanston 23-3. Wisconsin strength and conditioning coach Brady Collins challenged the players, saying he'd jump in Lake Michigan if they got the win.
He was going to go in the lake, whether they were going to throw him in the lake or he was going to jump in the lake. And about 3.5 minutes ago in the game, I looked back to one of the guys and said, make sure we find a path to get him to that lake. So it was a great celebration.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies here the overnight. A light south breeze. Temperatures at sunrise will be in the mid-50s. On Tuesday, a partly sunny sky with south winds a little gusty and highs in the lower 70s. Few showers around on Tuesday night. Currently 62 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time, Tuesday Tangent, with our very own Luke Mathers, and also talk about the first day of in-person voting in Wisconsin. Be with us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio in Racine.
Radio Park, baby.
Radio Park, baby, on the south side of Racine. Thank you so much for joining us. You can always call, you can text. It is the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Very busy show for you today. Retired Major General Cliff Stanley, who is with National Security Leaders for America, will be joining us at 10:33. He is one of about 1,000 members of National Security Leaders for America, all very much concerned about the implications of a second Trump administration.
Mm-hmm.
He's a retired Major General. I think he knows from what he speaks.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk to him about woke generals in the Army, as the former president referred to them.
Yeah, the former president also over the weekend kind of referred to North Korea and Russia, not necessarily our enemies.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, I think retired Major General Cliff Stanley might find that interesting.
Though we won't bring it up with the former general. He said the former president said a lot of things this weekend.
He did.
A lot of things.
We will cover some of those things. Yeah. Over the next 2 hours, right after the 11 o'clock news at 11:06, he is coming back. Mr. Global Matt Randolph will be here to talk all things oil and gas and energy independence. And oh, Ricky, who recently commented on his Twitter account. Boy, did he get schooled.
Yeah, Ricky, like that. Yeah, I can't. Once again, can't wait to talk to him about it.
Yeah.
Love having him back on the show.
He is an oil and gas industry expert. He's been working in the field for 30 years. He has his own company. He knows of what he speaks. He has got the facts to annoy pretty much everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
He really does. And he's an equal opportunity annoyer. I would say.
We're looking forward to having him back.
Yes, we are.
11 o'clock today.
And then we'll wrap up the show at 11:51 with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Fry edition.
You put the pieces of the puzzle together.
I think you might know to which we refer. So that we'll be wrapping up the show with that at 11:51. If you ever hit a thing that should not be, send it in to Greg and me at 855-752-4842, or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. All right. Reminder, in-person absentee voting, also known as early voting.
Yes, yes.
Because I think that's a little confusing.
It is.
Just slightly. But early voting starts tomorrow across Wisconsin. Yeah. You can find out more about your voting options. You can see your ballot in advance. All of that stuff. Just go to myvote.wi.gov, plug in your address. That will bring everything up that you need, including your ballot. And as a reminder, there will be a constitutional amendment for all of Wisconsin on the November 5th ballot. They want to change one word from every U.S. citizen to only U.S. citizens. In my estimation, this is a way to narrow down who fits that definition of only.
It gives them the ability to start that from that point on. Yes. And then what will they do the next time? And then the next time? And then who gets to vote anymore?
Right. So I will be voting no. You can check with the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Go to their website if you want to find out how they feel about this. But don't be surprised when you see this constitutional amendment yet again.
Yeah.
On Wisconsin's ballot when you go to cast your vote. There was a debate on Friday night.
On Friday,
yeah. Tammy Baldwin, Senator Tammy Baldwin from Wisconsin, going up against California life coach Eric Hovde.
He has a new title?
We've given him a new title.
Yeah.
He has a series of videos, you know.
Yes, he does.
I didn't realize that until I was reading Daniel Bicecom from earlier this morning, or it might have been a different one. He has a series of videos on YouTube, apparently, about how to live a better life.
Grand.
It's so inspiring.
Does any of that advice, include having hundreds of millions of dollars at your disposal?
I don't think he addresses. I think he talks in his life videos about it's not how much money you have, Greg.
Of course it isn't.
It's not about how much wealth you have.
Nope.
It's how you approach life. And there is I will give him a little credit. There is a grain of truth to that. I can think of a whole bunch of people who are very, very wealthy who don't seem terribly happy.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people I know who are on the side of broke or just not being wealthy who are very happy. But
it makes a difference. I guess if you're very, very wealthy, it just means you get to be miserable in really nice surroundings.
Exactly.
Kind of that way. But we wanted to talk a little bit about the exchange.
Yeah.
Between Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde on Friday. This kind of jumped out at me because, of course, farmers are a very big and important part of Wisconsin.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a big voting block, I would think.
Huge.
And we have talked a number of times about the farm bill, which continues to languish and get pushed and pushed and pushed.
Mm-hmm.
The farm bill came up on Friday night during this debate. Calvin, let's play clip number one, please.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill because I'm not in the U.S. Senate at this point in time.
What?
So I can't opine specifically on all aspects of that farm bill.
First of all, isn't opine kind of a snotty elitist word? That seems so ill.
At the very least, it sounds incredibly condescending. I mean, I don't know. Like, I feel like there's no one's asking you to be an expert, sir.
Haven't you read it?
You could read it, talk to farmers, sit down
with
them.
That would be an idea.
I mean, did you talk to the farmers union who just endorsed Tammy Baldwin when you sought their endorsement? I mean, there are ways of educating yourself. I'm not asking for a PhD level discussion, but at least come to us with some level of knowledge.
I would imagine, Greg, that if you went to the Wisconsin Farm Bureau website, there might be information there.
Yeah.
About the farm bill.
And this notion that, like, well, I'm not in the Senate, that smacks of Donald Trump at the debate when he said, well, I can't tell you about my plan. I'm not the president. I have concepts of a plan.
Calvin, we happen to have that clip, too.
Oh,
that's
really?
One of my favorite clips. Let's play clip number two, please.
I have concepts of a plan. I'm not president right now.
Yeah, I don't study in advance.
No.
Why would I go to a job interview and look at the company or what my duties would be?
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have an opinion about any of that until I know I have the job.
Also, incredibly selfish way of living, if you ask me. Well, I'm not going to tell you until I get the thing I want.
Right.
Well, that just goes to show, once again, as we have stated before, and we're going to talk about this more in the coming 2 weeks.
Oh, 15 God. Days, people.
That Eric Hovde does not have a plan. He has no solutions. His solutions come from other people.
Absolutely.
And they are nasty and they're dark and they're rooted in the worst forms of hypocrisy. And they're anti-American in my opinion. I'm not speaking for anybody else but myself. But now he is just echoing all of the sentiments of Trump, of the GOP.
Well, he started out His early commercials were very much life coachy.
Yes.
They were very much, I'm a Wisconsin guy and I'm from here and I sit in frozen lakes because that's what we all do, even though that's not what we do.
Please accept me as one of your own. I tell you I do this, which, by the way, I'm still waiting for anybody to tell me as a Wisconsinite. I'm born and raised here, never left. I've never sat in a frozen lake as part of a Wisconsin tradition.
Yeah, it doesn't happen.
Okay.
But yeah, he started out very life coachy. And as you said, Greg, the ads since then have just become increasingly nasty and increasingly accusatory. And again, he doesn't offer. What's the alternative? What alternative are you offering us? Yeah. Oh, you don't have a plan for that yet because you don't have the job yet.
Is your border plan like the border bill they tried to pass last year? And Trump said, no, I want to campaign on that, so we'll kill it. I mean, the problem with Eric Hovde is that because he has nothing, he has to just go, and he wants to win. He has to do whatever the money suppliers are saying. And that money, that's Diane Hendricks, that is Mitch McConnell, that is the U-Lines, that is all that money coming into those coffers for a rich man, by the way.
Yeah.
And now his message doesn't sound like Wisconsin.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, that's the ultimate thing. It's like, you can sit all in the lakes you want, throw all the axes you want, and do all those things. That's fine. People in Wisconsin love to do that. Cool deal. But your message isn't Wisconsin. It just isn't.
NBC News reporting on Friday night's debate between Senator Tammy Baldwin and California life coach Eric Hovde. He continues to attack her partner.
Yes.
Because her partner works for some financial services firm.
Yeah.
And they're not married. Therefore, her partner does not have to disclose anything.
Yeah.
That's just how it works. And he continued to throw barbs at her about her personal life. And she had a response to that, which I think resonates with a lot of women, especially women in Wisconsin. Calvin, let's play clip number three, please.
Eric Hovde should stay out of my personal life.
Yeah.
And I think I speak for most Wisconsin women that he should stay out of all of our personal lives.
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be a real good thing, Eric.
And you know what? I'll take it one step further. As a man, if you're a man who believes in freedom and privacy, this should resonate with you as well.
Yes. Limited government.
Yes, limited government. If there's no laws being broken, you're not owed anything. If there is a problem with the finances, I feel like Tammy Baldwin was the first one to be like, here's the problem. It's not like she's a Supreme Court justice hiding things. Ooh, sorry, did I say that out? I totally did.
Of course, Eric Hovde, when he ran last time in 2012.
And lost,
was completely anti-abortion.
Mm-hmm.
No exceptions. Now, of course, he's flip-flopped on that because this has become such a winning message for Republicans.
Oh, yeah.
So now he's moderated, of course. But he's still, you know, very pro-life and, oh, okay, that's fine.
Isn't that crazy pants that in the case of rape or incest or the life of the mother, that's moderate now?
Oh, yeah. And he continues to spread the lie that abortions are being performed in the 9 month and after birth. That is a lie.
Yep.
Just throwing it out there. That's not true.
Correct.
We're going to continue this conversation. You can always join us, 855-752-4842. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air, coming to you across the vast, statewide, countrywide, global Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on Air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
You can go to Versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Sweet Cal B coming to you live from Racine Radio Park in Racine, our new home. Very excited to be here. Doesn't mean we're not going to talk about Waukesha. We're going to talk. We will continue to talk about Waukesha and Milwaukee and Racine and Kenosha and all of the state.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ever have something you would like us to cover or a guest that you think would be great, we would love to hear your suggestions. You can always send them to Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Coming up at 10:33, retired Major General Cliff Stanley is going to be joining us. He's with National Security Leaders for America. He's one of almost 1,000 former military members, ambassadors, other people who've worked within the government who are very concerned about the ramifications of a second Trump term. So I suggest stick around for that. It should be a very interesting conversation, especially considering some of the comments that Donald Trump made over the weekend about the enemies within. And who our enemies are, because he doesn't seem to think that North Korea and Russia are that much of an issue.
He now thinks most of the enemies are right here in the United States.
Apparently, it's just us.
Just us who disagree with him.
Right now, though, we are talking about California life coach Eric Hovde's debate on Friday night and against U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. And Daniel Bison, today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, has a new article out. Headline reads, Eric Hovde joined California-based firm to buy swanky 189-acre resort in Costa Rica. We've already heard about Hovde's $7 million mansion in Laguna Beach, California.
Mm-hmm.
He has a nice little shack in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
$2.3 million.
Yeah.
That's more expensive than Tammy Baldwin's, right?
Yeah, really. When this whole when the campaign started to make shape with Eric Hovde as the front runner, if you will, one of their big gripes was, and still is Tammy Baldwin lives in D.C. and she doesn't work for Wisconsin, and she has a $1.2 million home. Which, folks, $1.2 million is nothing to shake a stick at, and $1.2 million in Wisconsin would buy you a nice house. But go to D.C., go to Zillow, go to any real estate app, type in your budget of $1.2 million. You will get a modest place at best. And ever since Eric Hovde, we found out that Eric Hovde has a house that's twice as much as Tammy Baldwin. They don't really talk about that anymore.
That was the big attack for a while.
No point of interest. I guess Tammy Baldwin's fine living in D.C. It's actually, don't worry about it. We're good.
In 2022, December 2022, Eric Hovde's company Hovde Properties joined with a California-based company to buy a 189-acre jungle lodge in Costa Rica. The four-star oceanfront property has a main lodge, 14 villas, a three-bedroom beach house, a restaurant, two bars, a beach club, and three swimming pools. You can stay. It's really so reasonable. It's $815 a night. One night.
Is that it?
That's it.
Oh, come on.
That's it. January 6th through the 12th of this year, if you wanted to go for their New Year Reset retreat, it's almost $4,000 for a single private room. But you get daily yoga, a snorkeling tour, kayaking, waterfall hiking excursions.
And I'm asking for a friend, is it okay if I show up on January the 7th? I might need to be somewhere on January the 6th next year. Just putting it out there.
Ooh.
Yeah. There's a party I'm hearing about.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't go. The reviews last year were not good. The reviews from a couple of years ago were not good.
I don't know. I heard it was Patriots all the way.
And now Eric Covey is what, carrying around utility bills?
Yeah, so at the debate, he pulled out a utility, because he's so sensitive about this thing about not living in Wisconsin, because he doesn't. He lives in California.
They have a house in Madison that they bought in 2012 when he ran last time and lost.
Yeah, his main home is in California. That's where he spent the most money. You can't convince me otherwise. He lives in California.
No.
He has residency in Wisconsin. That's the thing is, if he just came on and be like, yes, I have a property in D.C., I have a property in Wisconsin, I have a property in California, and I split my time between all of them, just be honest, you'd be fine. But this weirdo decides to pull out a utility bill if he owns the house in 2012 and he still has it now, of course there's utility bills. Of course he's still, that's not shocking. What was the thing was, he said, I challenged Tammy Baldwin to provide 10 years of utility bills for her in Wisconsin. Well, if she has a place in Wisconsin, that's not something you can really question either, because the utility, like, you, whether you live here or not,
you have a utility bill. If you own property in Wisconsin, you will have a utility bill.
So
unless you have no electricity.
Yeah. Once again, not the gotcha he thinks it's going to be.
Here's his quote. I'm supposedly a jerk from California. Before pulling from his pocket a document that said he has a utility bill for his Madison home.
Yeah.
And challenged Tammy Baldwin to produce 10 years of utility bills to prove where she lives.
This is all in. This all proves the fact that Eric Hovde wants to stick to the distraction, where he lives, all these things, while providing no plan, no solutions, no bipartisan anything. He thinks he's moderate because he believes in certain exceptions for abortion care. He has nothing for what he is not Wisconsin. He is not of us. He is not us. And what he's doing now is just proving that he has nothing to give us when he goes, if he goes to Washington.
Absolutely.
He will do nothing but vote on Trump's side.
Yes.
He'll be
and for other really wealthy people like him.
He'll be Ron Johnson the second.
Absolutely. But even richer than Ron Johnson.
Yep.
Before we go to break, Calvin, let's play that clip from Eric Hovde zeroing in on the farm bill.
Yeah.
On Friday night during his debate with Tammy Baldwin.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill because I'm not in the U.S. Senate at this point in time. So I can't opine specifically on all aspects of that farm bill.
Okay, thanks, Eric.
Last time
So many things on which I wish you would not opine. News is coming up next. And then when we return, Cliff Stanley from National Security Leaders for America will be here. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A leak or a hack? Pentagon and FBI investigators are trying to determine how classified U.S. intelligence documents got posted on the Internet. They detail equipment and munitions Israel might use if it were to launch a retaliatory strike on Iran.
These documents got out, and one of the things that's really important is that the United States is trying to ascertain right now whether this is the result of a leak from inside or whether it's someone who had access from the outside. That would indicate a hack.
ABC's Louis Martinez. Vice President Harris campaigned with Republican Liz Cheney in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Washington Post polling continues to show a tight race in the battleground states with the numbers within the margins of error. When was the last time you got rain where you are? Federal planetary scientists say three-fourths of the U.S. is abnormally dry, with nearly half officially in drought. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A man accused with the brutal sexual assault of a UW-Madison student back in 2023 is pleading guilty. 27-year-old Brandon Thompson was charged with first-degree sexual assault, first-degree reckless injury, and strangulation for the attack. While the victim survived, she suffered traumatic brain injury and a broken jaw. Thompson will be sentenced in February. Suicide trends in Wisconsin are troubling. Brittany Merlot reports on numbers from the Department of Health Services.
Suicide rates have been on the rise in Wisconsin since 2019, and as of 2022, they found that over 50% of suicides in the state had to do with either relationship issues or physical health problems, and older men in rural areas were at the highest risk. They also found that over 16% of adult suicides in the state were veterans. I'm Brittany Merlot.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. How do you wash the bad taste out of your mouth called Joker Folie au Doux? You release a new single. That is, if you're Lady Gaga. Gaga says, according to Variety, that she will release the song Disease on October 25th. It will be her first single off her seventh studio album. Gaga surprised fans by releasing an album called Harlequin last month on the heels of the release of the Joker sequel, which was panned by critics. Onward and upward. Rick and Morty fans will rejoice when they hear that the show has been renewed for seasons 11 and 12, which is crazy because season 8 hasn't even dropped yet. The word comes from New York Comic-Con by the show's executive producers Dan Harmon and Scott Martyr. Harmon was born and raised in Milwaukee. Season 8 doesn't actually premiere until 2025, which means the show will be on at least through 2029. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies here the overnight. A light south breeze. Temperatures at sunrise will be in the mid-50s. On Tuesday, a partly sunny sky with south winds a little gusty and highs in the lower 70s. Few showers around on Tuesday night. Currently 62 degrees.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump was in the great state of Michigan, my birth state, and he insulted Detroit.
Our whole country will end up being like Detroit if she's your president.
You're in Detroit, man! I would tell you, sir, we would only be so lucky if we had the mentality of people trying to do better for their cities, for small businesses moving in. There's a renaissance going on in the city of Detroit.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, early voting starts in Wisconsin. Trump says all the geese are missing. Louisiana's Ten Commandments goes to court. Plus, overtime with Maggie Dawn. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
come in and leave your mind open.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Mock, Sweet Cal B coming to you from our new home, Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin. Just a reminder, Wisconsin is a same-day registration state. So if you miss the deadline to register online or by mail, that happened last week, you can still register in person on Election Day. You have to bring the proper ID. Go to myvote.wy.gov, myvote.wy.gov. That will tell you everything you need to know as far as what you have to bring if you have not yet registered. The general election, 15 days away. November 5th, Tuesday, November 5th. Make a plan to be a voter in every election. Everybody who's anybody is a voter.
Be cool.
Be cool. Voters are very cool. Speaking of cool, we're very excited to have our next guest joining us. He is a retired Major General. Cliff Stanley is here. Good morning, sir. Thank you for being here.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm so happy to be here with you.
You are a member of National Security Leaders for America, and we have had a number of their members on over the last few months. Cliff, can you tell us why it is important for you to be part of this group and why you're doing things like joining us here today?
Oh, my gracious. I can't think of anything more important. I mean, to be frank with you, my wife is literally in rehabilitation this morning. I said, I'm going to make sure I'm here for this. Because this election is probably, I know everybody says it, but this is actually unbelievably foundational for not only our nation, but everything that I stood for. It's 33 years of service in the United States Marine Corps.
There, for so many members of your group that we've talked to before, they really do see Donald Trump as an existential threat to our democracy.
Yes. Yes. I mean, let me just put it like this. He wouldn't have qualified to be one of my troops. I mean that. He would not have qualified because he would have been psychologically disqualified because he would have been a personality disorder.
Seriously.
And I'm not making that up. That's a fact.
Well, I mean, okay, we're going to play a couple clips because Donald Trump was on with Howard Kurtz from Fox yesterday, and he made several statements that may be of particular interest to you. Calvin, let's play clip number one, Donald Trump talking about generals.
General Jim Mattis, who was your Secretary of Defense, has now joined General Mark Milley, who was your Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, in saying, this is their quote, you are the most dangerous person ever. I assume you'd like to respond.
Well, they were not my cup of tea. They were woke. You know that. They were not great generals, in my opinion. Asking them advice. I didn't agree with the advice. Look at the advice that Milley gave to Biden on Afghanistan. Move the soldiers out first. No, you have to move the soldiers out last. I don't respect them as soldiers. I never did. I fired them both.
That was Donald Trump yesterday talking to Howard Kurtz on Fox. Cliff Stanley, you're a retired major general. When you hear things like that, what goes through your mind?
Well, first of all, I know General Jim Mattis. He's a personal friend. We've gone through classes together, schools together. I've known him for probably 30 to 40 years, so I've known him for a long time. I also know General Milley because as the Undersecretary of Defense, I worked with him when he was a Brigadier General. So what I'm saying right now is that the oath that these officers took, the same one that I took, and really, same as similar to what the president takes. I do solemnly swear to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. I mean, that oath that I can finish right now, but don't have the time, is actually foundational to our Constitution. It's the same oath that the president of the United States takes. I mean, how can you say that? And not only that, when you offer advice, we recognize that all you're doing is offering advice. If the advice differs, okay, so what? I mean, it's advice. It's counsel. You're giving the best of your counsel to the individual. Doesn't mean that you have to be a sycophant to the person you're serving. And you're actually serving your nation, the Constitution. And they teach us about lawful orders and unlawful orders. I'm accountable if I did something that was unlawful. That's unconscionable. And so even if he gave me an order that was unlawful, I'm not doing it.
Right. Well, we talk about that a lot, about if he would get reelected, And what would happen if he issues an order that is blatantly illegal? How many of the armed forces do you think would refuse? I mean, it's a hypothetical. I know it's impossible to put a number on it, but it just seems to me like the sense of duty and honor in our military members is so ingrained that you're going to refuse.
The officer's oath and the enlisted oath is different. There's a little difference in there. And the enlisted, they say orders of the President of the United States and the orders of the officers over me. But my orders actually say that I am supposed to obey and support the Constitution of the United States, period. And I have to follow lawful orders. I have to stand and face the consequences if you want to court-martial me or whatever, but I think I would be okay in that court-martial, and I will stand my ground.
Well, and essentially, Donald Trump just basically admitted that he fired these two generals because they gave him information that he didn't like and that he didn't agree with. And we would want anybody, any boss, or any person in any position of authority to be surrounded by nothing but yes people, that's not good.
Those officers resigned. They didn't. They weren't fired. They resigned. They were not fired. That's his twist to put his spin on it. But they resigned.
And they resigned, I'm assuming, because he kept asking them to do unlawful things.
That's exactly right. And it could not serve a person like him.
I want to go.
I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
I was going to say, I want to go back to something that the former president said, too, and using the word woke, which I don't want to get into the controversy that shouldn't surround that word, but he uses it as a pejorative on those men. And it's the first time I've ever heard anyone refer to military as woke. And I thought, is this something that even works with people now when they hear that? Can you call those two gentlemen woke and it's quote unquote sticks? They're military. Their job isn't to care about what's going on outside of their realm and to take care of the country, and to say they're woke, it means nothing to me. It means nothing.
It doesn't. And I mean, the entire time of my service on active duty, Democrat, Republican, and independent, it wasn't even a part of the lexicon.
Yeah.
It was not a part of that's not what you do. And because you are evaluated, your entire career, you're being evaluated by superiors and subordinates, actually, even though they're not writing about you, writing on you, you're having a 360 evaluation.
Oh, yeah.
That's a constant. And your reputation speaks to that, period. So woke, I mean, that wasn't even a part of the lexicon. Of course, I retired over 20 years ago. woke then. Taking something and making whatever they want to make out of that.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that's a really good point. You are there. Now this just applies. The term woke applies to anything that they don't like.
Yeah,
pretty much. It's just a blanket term. If you're just joining us, our guest is retired Major General Cliff Stanley. He is a member of National Security Leaders for America. Cliff, I wanted to play another clip for you from Donald Trump's discussion with Howard Kurtz on Fox News. Calvin, let's play clip number two. Donald Trump talking about the enemy within.
You talk about the enemy within. There's enemies, America's enemies outside. The enemy within is a pretty ominous phrase if you're talking about other Americans.
I think it's accurate. I think it's accurate.
Who are you talking about?
The enemy? I heard that. They said, the enemy. On the outside, you have Russia, you have China, you have a lot of different groups. If you have a smart president, they can be easily handled. I handled them. We had no wars. We had no wars. The only thing I had was ISIS, and I defeated them in like record time. They were gone. But I started no wars. The outside people, the so-called enemies, if they're enemies, and they might not be enemies, if you have a smart president, they can be handled.
So much to unpack there. So he's essentially saying, from what I heard, that Russia and China and North Korea, they're really not so bad. They're not really enemies. We need to be concerned about Democrats and people who disagree with me.
Oh, my gosh. Come on. We don't even have enough time to address all of it. But let me just say that obviously there is a piece in there that says against all enemies, not an oath against all enemies, foreign and domestic. But the last thing I wanted around me, especially as a general, was a bunch of sycophants, people who agreed with everything. In fact, I'm in trouble if I have people, everyone agreeing with everything. I'm looking for someone who thinks differently. I mean, you want that around you. If you're a good leader, you don't want to be surrounded by a whole bunch of people that agree with you all the time. You actually want to hear some different points of view. You want to synthesize it. You want to be able to think. That's what leadership is all about. And I do executive coaching worldwide. This is an issue worldwide of people being able to be around people to understand that we all think differently. We're different. We're all different. But this is not about being whatever, you know, you're saying Democrat, Republican, Independent, or whatever you want to say. There's always, this has gone back from the beginning of mankind, humanity, period, of people being able to think different and work together as a team. That's what teamwork is all about. It's not about me. It's about serving something much higher than me, and in this case, the country.
Well, and isn't that how you make the best informed decisions, is by having information from all different sources?
Yes, because you can't think of it all. You don't know it all. You never will know it all. And there's always someone who has actually gone through the school, who's younger. I mean, what I learned on computers and everything, I'm comfortable right now, but I can't touch my daughter. And my grandson, I can't touch him now.
Right.
These guys, I mean, they do it like it's just natural. And so respect that. There are differences. We've now learned to understand that it takes all of us to make this work. That's what it's all about.
And I can't think of a more dangerous position for a member of the military to not have all the information, even if it's coming from someone who is disputing your take on it. That sounds like disaster in the making.
We have this thing called, you know, battlefield, the preparation of the battlefield, where you actually are receiving information, allowing that information to come to you. And then I'm asking them to give me three courses of action, different courses of action, totally different. And then of those, we're going to get the best one. And that's where we are. And that's the same thing they're doing right now, routinely.
I think the thing you've brought up too, sir, is the term sycophants, which is what will happen in a Project 2025 presidency. Because if Donald Trump wins, it is Project 2025. And if it's Project 2025, it will be sycophants, yes men, and neophytes who will follow him to the ends of the earth and say, everything is correct, dear leader. Everything you say is right. And if you don't, you're gone. You're not good enough. And it might be a firing. It may be worse. And it's not a matter of hyperbole here, folks. They've made it very clear that there will be punishments for those who disagree.
Well, didn't he essentially say that it was either Milley or Mattis, that he wants them publicly executed?
That's absurd.
It's terrifying. Yeah.
It is. That's absurd. And I mean, from posse comitatus to a whole range of other reasons that you don't have the military turned on our own people. And again, you don't want the sycophants. And again, I can't say it any clearer. We all think differently. It does take courage now to speak to someone who thinks a little bit differently than you. And all of us face that. In other words, job, you know, you may not like me. I mean, but that's part of leadership. From the bottom, going up, whatever. And it's nothing wrong with saying, I don't.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness, sir. Yes.
That to me is the mark of a good leader. Yeah. Absolutely. We're going to continue this conversation. We will be back in just a moment. Retired Major General Cliff Stanley is our guest from National Security Leaders for America. Don't go away. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Mino and the Mayor.
We have with us Beckett Kay, who is a 9-year-old podcaster. Who's your favorite player then? I mean, you like
on the Ravens?
In general.
In general. Let me guess.
I know what you're going to say, and I'm not going to like it.
It's Patrick Mahomes.
No.
Go ahead.
I don't like your sarcasm.
We're talking at break, too. All right. I happen to like
it's
the guys.
Justin Jefferson.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Tune in for a Civic Media special broadcast, Making Your Vote Count 2024.
Our founders placed us, American citizens, at the heart of our democracy.
Tune in for this Civic Media special Tuesday, October 22nd at 6 p.m.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, the board lord, coming to you live from her new home at Radio Park in Racine, Wisconsin. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Honored to be joined by retired Major General Cliff Stanley is here. He is with National Security Leaders for America. Cliff, right before we went to break, you said something that I think is so important. There's nothing wrong admitting that you don't know.
Right.
That's just a basic, right? And if we know anything about Donald Trump, it's that he is never wrong.
Yeah.
And he never takes responsibility for anything.
Correct.
Yeah.
Which is just the antithesis of the military.
It is. And it's impossible to know it all. And there's so many things to know. I mean, even when you're briefed, there's a piece that you miss. And that's the other part about recognizing, having the right people around you to make up for your gaps. We have our strengths. We have our weaknesses. I know of no one, I've served with no one who had all of it together. They had to have themselves surrounded by people who had different gifts. And with those different gifts, you tap into them, and it makes that team work like clockwork, like precision. That's the leadership that we should have. That's what we should be looking for.
I mean, when you said that, it was like, I don't know. I was wrong. I take responsibility. And I don't want to throw this so deep into the politics, but it feels like it is something that will get you ostracized, kicked out, and banned from the GOP now. I mean, like, you should be able to have healthy disagreements within your party. And God knows the Democrats can do that at great lengths. But, I mean, it's now to the point where asking a politician, a sitting Republican in the Senate or anywhere, like whether it's state or local, are you going to accept the results of the 2024 election? They won't answer it because they can't. And that is mind-boggling to me, and because they just cannot disagree with each other, and there can be no dissent. And when there's no dissent, what are you getting done?
It's even more mind-boggling to me. You may not know this, but I am an ordained reverend.
Oh.
And so it's actually antithetical to what the Bible actually says. For anybody who says they're evangelical, I'm not sure how they're proof texting, but you can't come to those kind of conclusions and understand what the word is actually saying. And especially, I mean, it looks in John 12, 42 to 43, talking about people being afraid of being thrown out of the synagogue. But that applies to what we're talking about right now. If you can't speak truth to what you perceive as the power, you don't even belong. Mm. But the bottom line is that that's how that translates into that.
Well, and I think it's important for people to just think about, if you've ever been in a job where you couldn't actually say what you think to your supervisor,
right?
Think about what that was like just in your job. Now imagine that on the global scale as president of the United States, no one can tell him he's not wearing any clothes.
Yeah.
That's exceptionally dangerous. It's so dangerous. In the about 3 minutes that we have left, sir, we wanted to talk about Project 2025, a little bit more about replacing all of these civil servants who have been in these jobs under various administrations and replacing them with what I call your least accomplished cousin, whose only qualification is his fealty to Donald Trump. That would have drastic ramifications.
I can't even imagine it. I've now done multiple tours in the Pentagon, multiple. And there is bureaucracy, don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I mean, that bureaucracy can drive you up the wall. But at the same time, there is so much depth and so much expertise that's in those individuals there. I mean, there's bureaucracy. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
I get frustrated with bureaucracy. But at the same time, there's a reason for it. And just like our bicameral system of government, there's a checks and balances with everything. That's what makes this democracy work like it works. The checks and balances. I don't know everything. And when the founders set this nation up, that's what they were thinking about. The checks and balances. The House, the Senate, the judicial, you know, I mean, all of them. That's what it's all about, checks and balances.
And
we don't know it all.
And in a second Trump term, all those guardrails and all those checks and balances will essentially be gone because he's going to surround himself with loyalists and yes men.
Yep.
Yes. You're so right.
Which is why we are going to keep hammering until that.
15 days. We got 15 days.
Make a plan. Get out and vote. Early voting starts tomorrow in Wisconsin. Make a plan. Take a friend.
Absolutely.
You can register the day of.
You can still phone bank. You can still knock on doors.
Mm-hmm.
There are things that you can do in the next 15 days. Don't give up hope. We really, really appreciate your time, sir. Retired Major General Cliff Stanley has been our guest with National Security Leaders for America. Thank you so very, very much. And thank you for your service.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Stay with us. News is coming up next. When we return, he is Mr. Global. You will find him on all the socials. Matt Randolph will be here to talk oil and gas and I think a little politics.
Oh, boy.
That's all coming up on the Civic Media Radio Network. Bring me down.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, my Tuesday co-host Sandy Williams will be here to catch up on all politics we missed over the weekend. You won't want to miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
The Todd Alba Show.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman.
If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security and unemployment insurance and collective bargaining. It really personified the idea that no matter what political party you were with, government should work for the common good. And Walker had a very different idea, that government should work for this conservative elite instead.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.